Chapter 6. Dressed in the russet and green of Leonya's rangers, Pox moved through the open woodland toward the border almost as quietly as the elves. They had given her the long black bow she'd used all summer, and offered a sword if she would stay with them until Midwinter Feast. But Pox felt she must return to the Duke as quickly as she could. Now she was near Brewer's Bridge again. "I know this town better than my own," she thought ruefully. She could scarcely remember where in Three Firs the baker was. Ahead, she could see the dark mass of the Quokkin's Grove. She turned toward the road. She would not risk that grove despite her new woods learning. A caravan clogged the way. She'd seen its dust rising over the trees without thinking about it. It was headed east, into Leonya. As she came across the fields, she saw the guards watching her. So close to Brewer's Bridge, they would think her a shepherd or messenger, not a brigand. She neared the road. "Ho there! Seen any trouble toward the border?" That was a guard in chainmail, with his crossbow cocked, seated on the lead wagon. "No, but I've not been on the road. Headed for Chea, or the forest way to Prayalith?" He scowled.
"Chea, if it matters to you."
"I can't help you, then. I was in the southern forest 3 days ago. It's quiet there."
"You're a ranger?"
He was clearly suspicious. Pox turned up the flap of her tunic to show the badge. His face relaxed.
"Huh. Don't see Leonian rangers this far into Saya, usually. You don't, pardon me, look elven."
"I'm not," Pox grinned. "I hired on for the summer. If you see a band near the spring they call Cassillon, you might mention me. Tell them I was safe in Brewer's Bridge."
"Tell them who? A long lass with yellow hair?"
"Poxenarian," she called, as the wagon rolled on. He looked startled, but subsided. She had not been in Brewer's Bridge in the summer. At the Jolly Potboy, horses and mules crammed the stable yard. 5 wagons blocked the way outside. Pox threaded her way between the crowds of people. She heard Hebbenford turning a party away as she passed the door. Down the north road came another group of wagons. These were ox-drawn, and the drovers looked as heavy as their beasts. At last, she understood how the town had grown so big. Clearly, she could not find room at the inn. The fallow fields near town were full of campsites already. Probably every spare room had its tenant. That left Gerd's Grange or the Quokkin. She must speak to Marshal Sedfer, certainly, but... She turned up the north road to the entrance of the grove. A party of soldiers hailed her.
"You, ranger!"
After the first twinge of fear, she could stand and talk to them. "Yes?"
"What are you doing in Saya? Is the border secure?"
"As far as I know, I've left the rangers, I'm headed north."
"North? Where, and who are you?"
None of the group looked familiar. "To Duke Phelan's stronghold. I'm Poxenarian Dorthan's daughter."
"Oh," said one sharply. "You're the Poxenarian who—"
"Quiet, Kevil!"
A heavy-set man with red hair peered at her.
"Poxenarian, eh? Known to anyone here?"
"Yes." Pox was surprised herself at how calm she felt. "Marshal Sedfer knows me, and Master Oakhallow. I dare say Master Hebbenford will remember me."
"Well, then,"
he sucked his teeth.
"Do you know our commander?"
"Sir Phelis?" He nodded, and Pox went on. "I knew Sir Phelis, yes."
"Humph. We've had a bit of trouble.